On last week's programme, I played a track by Andy Cooney for you, and I promised you I'd play more. Now, here's a track that I discovered recently, and it needs a little bit of explanation before you play it. It opens up with him saying, "'Twas on the Hill of Howth where we wandered hand in hand." The Hill of Howth, which is H-O-W-T-H, is a sort of a promontory to the north of Dublin. Where I live is to the south, and we have Bray Head. But on the north side of Dublin, that's a lot of couples go along the Hill of Howth for a walk, either in the morning sun or late in the evening. And you can stand on the Hill of Howth and look down on the whole of Dublin City. Here's Andy Cooney.
Was down by the Hill of Howth where we walked hand in hand. A gentle breeze was in the air as we strolled along the strand. You sang to me so sweetly, your voice so soft and clear. I felt all of Dublin City all around me disappear. Catherine McGraw, you are beyond compare. Eyes so blue, your skin so fair, your long and flowing hair. Please whisper that you love me and gently speak my name. Until the stars fall from the skies, I'll love you just the same. Now the days turn into weeks, and the months turn into years. You still sing to me so sweetly, and your voice still soft and clear. When I think of all we've been through, you're still right here by my side. I love you more today than when first your hand touched mine. Catherine McGraw, you are beyond compare. Eyes so blue, your skin so fair, your long and flowing hair. Please whisper that you love me and gently speak my name. Until the stars fall from the skies, I'll love you just the same. Catherine McGraw, you are beyond compare. Eyes so blue, your skin so fair, your long and flowing hair. Please whisper that you love me and gently speak my name. Until the stars fall from the sky, I'll love you just the same. Please whisper that you love me and gently speak my name. Until the stars fall from the sky, I'll love you just the same.
Regular listeners to Sounds Irish will know that Joe Bullard is a big Johnny McAvoy fan, and I was delighted during the week to receive an email from a listener who said how much she enjoys Johnny McAvoy. And Joe, you have my permission, she says, to play Johnny McAvoy at least once on your programme every week. Well, I don't know about that, but we've nearly achieved that, have we not? Here's Johnny McAvoy for that listener, Elizabeth, who wrote to me and asked me if I could play Johnny McAvoy's version of The Spanish Lady. Your wish is my whatever they say. For you, Elizabeth, here's Johnny McAvoy.
I went out through Dublin City at the hour of 12 at night. Who should I see but a Spanish lady washing her feet by candlelight? First she washed them, then she dried them over a fire of angry coal. In all my life I ne'er did see a maid so sweet about the soul. Whack full the toodle-loo, laddie, whack full the toodle-loo-lay. Whack for the toodle-loo-la-laddie, whack for the toodle-loo-la-lay. As I came back through Dublin City at the hour of 8:30, who should I spy but the Spanish lady brushing her hair in the broad daylight? First she brushed it, then she tossed it, on her lap was a silver comb. In all my life I ne'er did see a maid so sweet as the Spanish lady. I've wandered north and I've wandered south through Stony Batter and Patrick's Close, up and around by the Gloucester Diamond and back by Napper Tandy's house. Old age has laid her arms on me, coals a fire of ashy coal. But where, oh, where is the Spanish lady, neat and sweet about the soul? Whack full the toodle-loo-la-laddie, whack full the toodle-loo-la-lay. Whack full the toodle-loo-la-laddie, whack full the toodle-loo-la-lay. Whack full the toodle-loo-la-laddie, whack full the toodle-loo-la-lay. Whack full the toodle-loo-la-laddie, whack full the toodle-loo-la-lay.
We move on now with a request, and this is a request, and I hope I've got the right song, but they did say it was a Mary Duff song, and it was Peter and Susan who were looking for a Mary Duff track, but they said that was recorded by somebody else. Now that left me with a lot, I'll tell you, but I think this is what you were talking about. You say in your email that it was about cliffs or other. Now it may be the cliffs of Baccalieu, but I'm taking a risk and thinking it was this one. From Mary Duff. Peter and Susan, I hope I've got the right track.
You may travel far, far from your own native home. Far away. Far away o'er the foam, but of all the fine places that I've ever seen, oh, there's none to compare with the cliffs of Dunedin. Take a view o'er the mountains, fine sights you see there. You'll see the high Rocky Mountains on the west coast of Clare. Oh, the towns of Kilrush and Kilkee can be seen from the high rocky slopes around the cliffs. soft tuning. Tis a fine place to be on a fine summer's day, watching all the wild flowers that ne'er do decay. Oh, the hare and lofty pheasant are plain to be seen, making homes for their young round the cliffs of Dunedin. Fare thee well to Dunedin, fare thee well for a while. And to all the fine people I'm leaving behind, to the streams and the meadows where oft I have been, and the high rocky slopes round the cliffs of Dunedin, the high rocky slopes round the cliffs of
Dunedin. Now, this next email gives me great joy. Yes, because first of all, a couple of weeks ago, I played for the first time on the program Michael O'Duffy. Well, first time for a long time, and a number of listeners emailed me to say how much they enjoyed the Michael O'Duffy song and could we have some more. Then during the week I got an email from a lady in the UK who said her name was Eileen O'Grady, and she said, I know there's an Irish song about me. I'm Irish myself, in as much as, well, I'm Irish descent. My grandparents were Irish and they came to live in Birmingham. But she said, I know there is a song about Eileen O'Grady. If you could find it, Joe, I'd be delighted if you could play it. Here's Michael O'Duffy for you and for all the Michael O'Duffy fans.
Come, come, beautiful Eileen, out for a drive with me. Over the mountain and down by the fountain, home through the valley, dear, won't it be lovely? Don't be unkind, make up your mind, and we'll drive to Castlebar. To the road I'm no stranger, for you there's no danger, so hop like a bird on me old jaunting car. There's a sweet little lady named Eileen O'Grady, I wish I could call her my own. Sure I won't be contented till she has consented to be Mistress Barney Malone. I first met this treasure out walking at leisure, alone on a bright summer day. Without any warning, at top of the morning, I just said to her right away, come, come, beautiful Eileen, out for a drive with me. Over the mountain and down by the ponds and home through the valley, dear, won't it be lovely? Don't be unkind, make up your mind, and we'll drive to Castlebar. To the road I'm no stranger, for you there's no danger, so hop like a bird on me, oh, jaunting car. At last she consented, I felt quite contented, for me it was a moment of bliss. As we drove through Killarney without any blarney, from Eileen I stole a sweet kiss.
We both sat together like birds of a feather. Well, whisper, I'll tell what was said. She promised me, Gara, to share joy or sorrow, so to her I'll sing when we are wed.
Come, come, beautiful Eileen, out for a drive with me. Over the mountain and down by the farms and home through the valley, dear, won't it be lovely?
Don't be unkind. Make up your mind and we'll drive to Castlebar.
To the road I'm no stranger, for you there's no danger, so hop like a bird on me, old jumping car.
Eileen, I hope you enjoyed that. And now it's self-indulgence time again. I've spoken many, many times on Sounds Irish about this next singer, Ronan Tynan. This man has the most beautiful voice that you've heard for a long, long time. And I'm sure if you're a regular listener to Sounds Irish, you will agree with me. And if you're listening to us for the first time, have a listen to this man singing. He no longer lives in Ireland, unfortunately, and he doesn't seem to record too much. I've been looking around for new material from him, and it hasn't materialised yet. But please God, in the not-too-distant future, we'll get yet another album from Ronan Tynan. And here he is singing Sail Away.
We sail out on the water, hoping the tide will take us where we want to go. But life has subtle changes. Just when you want the wind is when it doesn't blow. Land fades from sight. From now on we are steering by the stars. Learning to read them is what our journey here is all about. Sail away. See that rolls forever, sail away. Tomorrow will be different, taking a new direction from another star. And looking back is pointless. What's in the past just leads the way to where you are. Land fades from sight. From now on we are steering by the stars. Learning to read them is what our journey here is all about. Sail away. The center of your soul, on a sea that rolls forever, sail away. Steering by the stars, we find ourselves in places unanticipated, absolutely strange. Always on the move, wondering if we'd waited, would we still be happy, or is happiness in change? Is faith a lonely sailor, or are we meant to meet someone to help us through? And if we meet somebody, are we supposed to be the captain or the crew? Land fades from sight. From now on we are steering by the stars. Learning to read them is what a journey here is all about. Sail away. In the firmament of time, on a sea that rolls forever, sail away. Sail away. Sail away.
Every time I hear that track, I wait for that last note. Absolutely beautiful. Sung in falsetto, yes, but still dead in tune. And the arrangement of the whole thing, well, I can't say enough about that particular singer. He is absolutely brilliant. And now we change the style, because I've just mentioned the word singer. But some people might say this next artist is not a singer. Of course he is. He's a folk singer. And he sings it the only way. There is only one. Ronnie Drew.
I knew Danny Farrell when his football was a can, with his hand-me-downs and a Welliers and his sandwiches of bran. But now this pavement peasant is a full-grown bitter man, with all the trials and troubles of his travelling people's clan. He's a loser, a boozer, a me and you user, a raider, a traitor, a people police hater, so lonely and only what you'd call a courier. Still now, Danny Farrell, he's a man. I knew Danny Farrell when he joined the national school. He was lousy at the Gaelic, we called him Omadon, a fool. He was brilliant in the toss school, for trading objects in the pawn. By the time he was an adult, all his charming ways had gone. I knew Danny Farrell when we queued up for the dole, and he tried to hide the loss of pride that eats away the soul. Mending pots and kettles is a trade lost in the past. There's no handouts here for tinkers, was the answer when he asked. He's a loser, a boozer, a me and you user, a raider, a traitor, a people police hater, so lonely and only what you'd call a courier. Still now, Danny Farrell, he's a man. I still know Danny Farrell, saw him just there yesterday, drinking methylated spirits with some winos on the quay. He's 40 going on 80, with his eyes of hope bereft. And he told me this for certain, there's not many of us left. He's a loser, a boozer, a me and you user, a raider, a traitor, a people police hater, so lonely and only what you'd call a courier. Still now, Danny Farrell, he's a man.
The distinctive voice there of Ronnie Drew, summing up what we people would call a typical Dublin man, Danny Farrell. there's always been a great link between Dublin and the city of Liverpool. Well, I suppose this is due to the fact of emigration, because Liverpool was the nearest big city outside of Ireland for Irish people to emigrate to. In fact, at one time, there was a standing joke that so many Irish people left Dublin to go to live in Liverpool that Liverpool was known as the capital of Ireland in England. Particularly in the late 19th and early 20th century, thousands of people left Dublin and got on board the boat. It took us about an 8-hour journey, and settled down, moved to Liverpool and settled down. And some of them moved on to Manchester, but a lot of them stayed where they landed and started life again living in Liverpool. And quite often, the descendants of these families now come home to Dublin, the sort of reverse of things. But this is leading me up to the Dublin City Ramblers next track. They're telling us all about the leaving of Liverpool. This is where a young man gets on board a ship, and it wasn't all it was cracked up to be, this ship. But nevertheless, this ballad is still sung at ballad sessions, even here in Ireland, the Dublin City Ramblers.
Not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, but my darling, when I think of thee.
The Dublin City Ramblers, and a song that's always guaranteed to get choruses singing together, The Leaving of Liverpool. Now this next piece, and I just wonder when I play tracks like this, where does the name come from? Now, I think on last week we played a track called The Old Hag or something. One of my listeners sent me an email commenting on it. But this one, believe it or not, is called Tickle Her Leg. Oh, a sure way of getting into trouble, that.
Tickle
Well, friends, that seems to be it for this week. We've come to the end of Sounds Irish, and we've had a rather mixed programme. Well, a little more mixed than usual, can I say, this week. If you've had any comments to make about anything you've heard on the programme, or if you'd like a request, a dedication, just drop me a line. Now, come on, the email address, relatively new, everton274@sky.com. everton274 at sky.com, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. At this particular point in the programme also, I'd like to say a very special hello to Marie Rudis in Sacramento, California. Marie, I'm looking forward to hearing from you as soon as you get the opportunity. And I know you're a listener to the programme. Friends, this is Joe Ballard saying, look, take good care of yourselves and of one another. May good God bless you and yours, and me and mine, of course. But I hope all is well in your world. Just before I go, also, I think I did mention it on last week's programme that our signature tune, well, it doesn't have a name. It was recorded by one of my colleagues at the Global Voice radio station, Chrissy Cochran. And Chrissy, well, she composed this piece of music especially for the programme. So I just called it Sounds Irish, because it is, isn't it? She plays it on the Tyros keyboard, and it's a wonderful sort of Irish feel about it. Would you not agree? Friends, Joe Ballard saying, God bless you. Travel safely. Take care. Slán. Bye.